Have you ever heard of a dark sky reserve? I hadn't until only just recently, and now I've learned that there are only 18 official dark sky reserves in the entire world. These are lands where the night sky is intentionally protected. Just like you'd find on a nature reserve where plants and animals and natural habitats have been protected. In and around dark sky reserves, the idea is to eliminate light pollution, to keep things as dark as possible. It's a place where human beings have gone through a great deal of effort to put the night sky on display in all its glory. The moon, the stars, nearby planets, all highlighted by the darkness. Now, I'll admit, I usually consider myself more of a sunshine kind of person. I love bright blue skies. I love cloud watching. I love daylight. And if I'm honest, my mental health has often felt most vulnerable in the winter because there's less daylight. Winter can be hard, right? Tomorrow, winter solstice is the longest night of the year. And after tomorrow, each day will bring a little bit more daylight and a little bit less nighttime. But the change from day to day will be so subtle that we aren't gonna notice it for quite a while. And so the truth of the matter is that winter is dark and winter is cold, and that's just how it is. I think the mice in our story this evening have the right idea to be gathering food and materials for the winter to prepare. I mean, I know that having something to eat and having a shelter and having a warm place to rest my head, these things are hugely important in helping me get through the winter. They're so important that I often take them for granted. But for those of us who may struggle with the dark and with the cold, what is it that helps our spirits get through the winter? That can sometimes be a little bit trickier to figure out, right? And so this year, I plan to remember the dark sky reserves, to remind myself that the night sky is not just something that takes daylight away, but it's also a beautiful gift in itself, something to be protected and conserved and cherished. It's the same sky on a dark sky reserve that I'm looking at. Where I am, it's the same sky that you see. The night sky is a source of wonder. I wonder what other sources of wonder we can find in the winter. What are the parts of winter that we might forget to marvel at? This winter, I'm making it my goal to find these gifts that winter brings. Gifts like the night sky. Because I want to learn to revel in them and to savor them. I hope you'll join me.
A few years ago, my first winter here in Wisconsin, I set up my lights on my house for the holidays at the beginning of December, and I set a timer so that the lights would automatically go on at the same time each night. I set them for 5:30 p.m. Within a couple of weeks, I would drive home with my kids after work and daycare to a street of houses completely lit for Christmas, and mine totally dark. I had no idea that it would get dark here before 5 p.m. I've never lived this far north before. I don't mind the cold. I know the saying, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. But I have to admit that the length of the Wisconsin winter, still, even a few years in, feels daunting. So even though the winter solstice is technically the longest night and we know the sun will start returning, it's hard to feel it. And this is why we are grateful for science, which helps us to know that the light will return. We understand the tilt of the earth, the rotation in our annual orbit. In fact, even long, long ago, before people understood about planets and orbits, our human ancestors around the world knew precisely when the night would be at its longest and when the shadows would begin to recede again. 5 years ago, my husband Brian and I had the incredible privilege and joy of traveling to Ireland. We saw a lot of sights, but the most fascinating to both of us was Newgrange, a Paleolithic site of burial mounds. They looked just like grassy hills, but they were actually structures built by Stone Age people, people who had not yet invented the wheel, people who had no tools beyond stone. And yet, one of the mounds, when you go through the long, low tunnel into the small room in the center of the mound that could hold maybe 15 people comfortably around the edges, you could see carvings in the stone and a small window of light above the doorway to the passage. At the moment of the winter solstice, and only on that day, the sun aligns exactly with that window and floods the passageway and room with light. These people, perhaps in some ways primitive to our modern views, had mathematically and architecturally designed this structure with impeccable precision. This tells me that they not only were far more sophisticated than I might have given them credit for, it also tells me that they found deep and powerful meaning in the solstice for all the effort it would have taken to construct the mound in that way. The life-giving power of the sun, the consistency of the season's cycles, is a comfort to all of us. They remind us that the ebb and flow of life is normal, that the hard times we find ourselves in, the cold nights, will not last forever. The sun will return, the crops will grow. The air will warm on our skin again. As we continue into this pandemic and we wonder to ourselves, will it ever end? We take comfort in the solstice and its promise of endings and beginnings and cycles that make life possible.